Are there any children that are going to children in worship or other little children that would like to come up for a children's sermon? Hi, Jamie. You guys can have a seat. Plenty of room. How are you guys doing today? Today we are going to talk about sacraments. You guys know what that is? It's a big word, isn't it? Sacraments. Have you heard it before? No? What about you guys? Do you know what a sacrament is? Do you? What's a sacrament?
It's a thing.
Yeah? Sacrament, the word used to mean, and still does in some languages, it means mystery. And in our Christian tradition, in the Reformed tradition, we celebrate two sacraments. Do you guys know what the two sacraments are that we celebrate? I'll give you a hint. We're going to do one of them today. The Lord's Supper? The Lord's Supper and baptism. Now, the font here, I put it out in the middle today. Some people probably came in and saw it and started looking to see if we were going to have a baptism today. We're not going to baptize anyone today, but the reading later on and the sermon is going to be about the baptism of Jesus. And so I thought it'd be good for us to have the font out there. And I want you guys to help me with something. Can you come over here? We're going to pour the water into the font. It kind of tells us something about baptism. Now, this is just regular, ordinary water, isn't it? Do you want to touch it? You can put your finger in it. You can see it's regular water. There's nothing really special about this water. We don't have to order it from denominational headquarters in Louisville. We don't have to get it from the Jordan River, although I know some people have visited over there and sometimes bring back little vials of water that they want. But this is just ordinary water. Yeah, there's some little dots in the water. It makes a lot of noise, doesn't it? You can't really smell water, but it makes noise and you can touch it. It's kind of cold. It's something.
Yeah, water my face.
It's just ordinary water, but when we do a baptism, something happens. We put it on the baby or the adult, if there's an adult being baptized, and God's presence is there. God uses this to teach us and to bless us, to give us faith and to signify our faith and to strengthen our faith. Now, what do you think about that? That there's some ordinary thing that we have. You guys probably use water every day, don't you? Drink it? Drink a lot of water? Yeah. Well, we drink water. It gives us life. And in this way, we get life from God, too. God uses just an ordinary thing to do something very unique. But it's just an ordinary thing, something very physical. And I think there are many things that teaches us. But one thing I think that teaches us is that God loves us, loves all of us. He loves all of us, but he loves our whole being, you know, our physical bodies just as much as he loves our minds and our spirits and our hearts. And he shows us that through this very physical means of baptism. What do you think? It's a font. It's what we use to baptize. All right. Are you ready for children in worship? Let us bless the children. Christ be with you as you go to learn and worship. Go in peace.